rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love.
Yes. Yes. Yep. How's that, Kojan? Yes, we're getting it. Good morning, good morning. I think it's good. I can work with that. I think this will work. Good morning, Merry Christmas. Great to have you here. We've got a little different kind of schedule today, but we're going to stick to our foundations of prayer and praise and God's word. We're going to enjoy a lot of fellowship afterwards. So let's do this. Let's stand together to pray, and we'll stay standing maybe for the first song, and then I'm going to ask you to sit after that, because you're going to be standing a long time if you don't do that. So we'll pray, we'll sing a song together, standing, and then we'll all take a seat. So thank you, dear God, in Jesus' name, for this beautiful day, Lord. Love the coolness out there, the calmness. Lord, we ask that you would do the same in our hearts now. You would calm our hearts, Lord. You would cause us to press into you, Jesus, to enjoy reading your word, singing songs unto you, songs of praise, certainly enjoying our fellowship today. And Lord, imagining what it might have been like, Lord. If it was a modern day birth, Lord, 2023, God, it becomes more real to us as we consider real people, God, and people that we know even that might have been a part of this day. So, God, would you allow us now just to enjoy something a little different, to be open to what you would have for us in our hearts and in our minds? And we ask you to bless this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Merry Christmas Eve. Let's sing unto the Lord. So we're just leading into the Nativity. Okay.
Morning.
start together. Proclaim the Holy Virgin and praise His sing to God the King and peace to men on earth. How silently the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human beings the blessings of His grace. No ear may hear His coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive Him still, the dear Christ enters in.
Seated. It came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. This happened while Quirinius was governor of Syria. So all went to be taxed, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, unto Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with his wife Mary, his betrothed wife, who was great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
In a manger, no bed for a bed. The Lord Jesus lay down in sweet bed. The stars in the sky looked down with rejoice. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the bed. The cattle are lowing, the poor baby wakes. But little Lord Jesus, the lion he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky and save my cradle till morning is mine. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask thee to stay close by me forever and love me, I pray. Lest all the dear children in thy tender care and take us to heaven to live with thee there.
Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy that will be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign unto you. You'll find the babe wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men."
Just standing here to touch their hearts of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men, from heaven's own delicious view. The world in solemn stillness to hear the angels sing.
So the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which had been told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, just as it was told them.
The first Noel, the angels did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay. In fields as they lay, keeping their sheep on the cold winter's night, never was so deep. Noel, 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 Noel. Born is the King of Israel. They looked up and saw a star shining in the east beyond them far. And to the earth it gave a great heart. And so it continued from day and night. Noel, 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 Noel. God is the King of Israel. Noel, 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 Noel. God is the King.
Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men came from the east to Bethlehem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and the scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. So they said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophets, 'But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, 'Go and search carefully for the young child. When you have found him, bring back word to me, that I might come and worship him also.' When they heard the king, they departed. And behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, until it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy." When they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. Then, being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return home, they departed for their own homes, their own country, another way. I'll let you take one last look here, and then I'm going to allow them to sit in a moment. But this was what a modern-day nativity might look like. It becomes very real to us when we consider our own neighbors and friends and a couple that might have lived in our own town having the baby. Hard to believe, but very true. Thank you so much for helping me out here. Get to sit down. Thank you. I'm sure for a little bit. You want to sit? Well, Jesus has a way of bringing a diverse crowd together. And in this little scene, the one that we picture in our minds, and even here, we see this young couple, Mary and Joseph, just trying to make their way, trying to make sense of it all. And certainly Joseph would have been that blue-collar worker, and Mary would have been that devout young Jewish virgin. Both descendants of David, King David, and both striving to live that life that would please God. And of course, they're jolted into marriage by this announcement that they're going to have the Messiah, the Savior of the world, maybe Jesus. And their low estate is evidenced by their offering that they make of 2 turtle doves. If they had wealth, they would have offered a lamb. But for the poor, a provision is made in the book of Leviticus to offer 2 turtle doves, 2 pigeons. And in that way, we know that Jesus was born into a pretty lowly family. So those that say that Jesus was of high estate, not so. He was born into poverty, and in that way, he could certainly relate to everyone who ever had it hard, you might say. And the angels arrive on the scene next, of course, and there are those evangelion, the messengers of God, the ministers of God, and they have a message of very good news, great news, that the Messiah has been born, and they proclaim it. They don't want to proclaim it to the scribes or the Pharisees or the Sadducees first. They go to the lowly shepherds, and they're the next to arrive on the scene. The shepherds were always on the move, always guarding the sheep. That was their ministry, looking for the lost ones, caring for them, using their own bodies, if need be, to guard the sheep, to guard the sheepfold. Now, oftentimes, they were the youngest son. They might have been a hired hand, or they might have even been a slave. It was a job that was not looked upon with favor, you guys might say. And here they were under the stars on the outskirts of Bethlehem, and the angels, the mightiest beings that God ever created, give them the good news of the birth of the Savior. And with hearts full of peace and joy and love, they're compelled to go and share the good news of Jesus. And then perhaps maybe a year or two later, the wise men arrive, the magi, the kings, as we call them. And they have their gifts of great significance, which we've shared before, of course, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And certainly their most educated group amongst probably the whole world. And they could read and write. They could figure out astronomy, mathematics, and they had the economic freedom to do so. They are the wealthiest, no doubt. And again, these men were highly esteemed. Unlike the shepherds, they were highly esteemed and respected by most members of society. They were tops in their fields. They have much material wealth, monetary wealth. And all of them, here's the significance, all of them are surrounding the baby Jesus. Again, the Savior, the Messiah, the Anointed One, the exact representation of God, reflecting his brilliance in every way. And so in all of these, I'll call them characters, although they're real people, we are encouraged in some way to put our lives, to put Jesus Christ at the center of our lives. And so in Mary and Joseph, we find a greater desire to build our marriage around Jesus. Now, these two literally built their marriage around Jesus, no doubt, in the flesh, God in the flesh. But we too have Jesus in our presence by the power of the Holy Spirit. And so Jesus says, I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. I'll send the Comforter. I'll send the Holy Spirit. He'll guide you into all truth. He'll help you call to remembrance my words. And later, Jesus says, he'll empower you to go be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the outermost parts. I was thinking about this, how we need Jesus to empower our marriages, how we need him to do that, to trust his plans over our own plans, just like Joseph and Mary did, to have his words dominate our marital relationships, through spending time with him, to have his love, his power, to be his witnesses in our marriages. We need that, just like Mary and Joseph had. We find that in the reading of God's word, the singing of songs, fellowship like this, encouraging one another. In Mary and Joseph, we find desire to build our marriage around Jesus. In the angels, we find Jesus in the most important message we can share with anyone. Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, came to die for our sins, the sins of the whole world. And again, he went from the cradle to the cross, to the grave, unto glory. But he rose again, of course. And because of that, we have eternal life. I've shared this many times in the past 2 months, but the Evangelion is the bearer of good news. The bearer of good news, great news. And so sometimes we talk about a favorite team. We talk about the weather. We talk about where we're going to travel or a television show. But our greatest message of conversation should be Jesus Christ, the gospel. And again, our conversations, our situations, even our confrontations, Jesus Christ should be at the center of them. I think of Betty and Colin and Marcia as modern day messengers. They always share the gospel in some way or another, whether it's a sign or a truck or a ministry of 38 years, a sewing ministry, whatever it is, they are the modern day angels. David and Casey both striving to live lives pleasing to God individually. And again, as David and Chris are in marriage, Casey soon to be married, they're going to build their marriages around the Lord Jesus Christ. And in that way, they're going to sustain. They're going to be strong. They're going to be a witness for Christ. In the shepherds, we find Jesus in the center of the ministry that God's given us. The shepherds, having the simple job of keeping the sheep, are given the great privilege of seeing the Messiah as an infant. And being emboldened by the angels, they go and share the good news. And so we too are given jobs or tasks or ministries by God. And the Lord calls us to be faithful in them, even the small ones. And he says, if you're faithful in the small ones, I'm going to give you greater ones. We can use our sphere of influence to share the message of Jesus and also to help disciple those who come to know Jesus Christ as their Savior, to care for them as sheep. And we use the Word of God, songs, fellowship, to disciple them. Family devotions, children's ministry, youth groups, college outreach, Bible studies, workplace studies, feeding and helping the sick in our community, in our church. Of course, I think of Misty and Sally, both of them shepherds in this church, giving themselves over to children's ministry. And we can include Chris and others in that, of course. But they are doing that work that oftentimes is the hardest to recruit. And here they are, happily doing that, loving the kids, shepherding the kids. And so thank you for our modern day shepherds, Misty and Sally and Chris, and all those who give themselves to care for the kids. Hey, finally, we end with the ones that we often find on the Christmas cards. They get a lot of attention, the kings, the wise men. And in them, we find the importance of placing Jesus in the center of our material wealth. Our earthly titles, our finances, our possessions, we put them all at the feet of Jesus. We find fulfillment in worshiping him above all people, all possessions, all earthly prestige. And from this point on, the kings, of course, would be identified by the fact that they saw Jesus, the infant Jesus, the young child Jesus, and they bowed low to him. And this act of bowing low to Jesus would supersede all their titles, all their accomplishments. That would define them. And I think of men and women like Gus, like Eric, like Rich, that really are tops in their fields, that have done very well on this earth. But yet, they would count it all loss for the sake of knowing Jesus Christ. That's the smartest thing they ever did. The wisest thing they ever did was to call out to Jesus Christ, humble themselves. And now their material wealth, their money is guided by Jesus Christ in the center of it all. We've got to never compartmentalize things in our lives. We've got to put Jesus directly in the center of them. And that's what Gus and Eric and Rich have done. And the fact that they are Christian men, to us, supersedes anything they've ever done in the electric field, the electrical field, the financial field, whatever it is. When we look at them, we think about Jesus, not about those things. And so we can find ourselves certainly somewhere in the nativity. And here's the ironic key to finding ourselves in the nativity. And that is losing ourselves. We've got to lose ourselves. Jesus says to his disciples in Luke chapter 9, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him or her deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will surely find it. What profit is it to a man or a woman if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul in return? What will a man or woman give in exchange for his soul?" And so I thank God that all of us, as I look around this room, has come to that place where we said, "Man, I have nothing to stand on. My job title, my genealogy, none of that is going to save me." And we cried out to the Lord at one time or another, and he heard our cry. Because of that, we passed from death to life. We lost our own life. We gave up our own plans, you might say, for the sake of the gospel. And in that way, we are the modern day shepherds, the modern day angels, the modern day kings. And any young couple out there in Christ Jesus is going to represent him as they put him in the center of their lives. And so with that, we're going to sing a few more songs, but I'm going to pray first. We'll receive an offering, but we're going to continue singing, I think, more than we usually do. A couple songs, Tina, is that right? Tina there? Oh, yeah. All I see is a tree right here. I can't see Tina. Yeah, I think she left the stage. Tina has left the building. So let's pray. And we're going to enjoy a few songs and a lot of moments of fellowship today as we have built up to this moment so much. And certainly we don't just give one day to thinking of our Savior. We do it all the time. It's our full-time job. It's our focus. We always put Jesus Christ in the center of our services here at Hillside. And in that way, we don't have to scurry at the very last minute to try to please God. He's pleased as we gather together like this. We pray and we sing and we read his word. Let me do that now. I do thank you, dear God, in Jesus' name, Lord, that we certainly can find ourselves here somewhere, Lord, as a young couple or a young person just striving to make our way. Lord, as a messenger, Lord, as you've given us a place of prominence, Lord, in a church, God, where we can share the good news of Jesus Christ. And Lord, not only that, but we go out to our communities, God. We're called to leave this place just as the angels left. Lord, we're called to leave and go to our neighbors and our town and our workplace and our school. Wherever you call us, Lord, we are to bring the message of hope in you, Jesus, above all things, above sports, above travel, Lord, above weather. God, we want to have your word on our lips, in our hearts. God, help us. Help us, Lord Jesus. And Lord, we have been given ministries. Yes, God, some of them visible, others behind the scenes. God, but whatever you've done, whatever you've called us to do, we want to keep you at the center of it, Lord. We don't want to seek any prestige, Lord, any accolades, whatever. We want to humble ourselves and do it all for you, Jesus. We want to lose ourselves in you. And God, we thank you for those men and women who have done great things, Lord, but yet the greatest thing they've done is to give their lives and their hearts to you, Jesus. And God, we thank you that they are generous, God, and they want to see the furtherance of the work of the kingdom here in Julian and faraway places, God. So thank you for those, Lord, who give of their abundance, Lord Jesus, to help feed the hungry, Lord, clothe the naked, give drink to the thirsty. So God, bless the remainder of our time, Lord. We do that now. We also, Lord, we receive an offering, Lord Jesus. We do that in your name, God. We don't give of manipulation, Lord, or compulsion, Lord. We give cheerfully of our own hearts, God. So would you use these monies, Lord, for the furtherance again of your kingdom, both here and abroad. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel. That mourns in lonely exile. until the Son of God appears. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou rod of Jesse, thine own from sea to Samuel. From depths of hell thy people save, and give them victory o'er the grave. Day spring come and cheer our spirits by thine advent. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night, and dust our shadows put to flight.
Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to consider you today and every day, to bow down to you. Not just that baby in a manger, Lord, but the man who would die on the cross for us, and most importantly, rise. Rise up, Lord Jesus, to save us from our sins, to conquer death, and sin forevermore. Lord Jesus, help us to be a people at the end of this year and into the new one, bowing before you and letting you take the rightful throne of our hearts and our minds especially, and letting your spirit reign. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay. Just a few announcements this morning. Thank you to Clean Crew number 3 for preparing the church for today's service. Thank you to our Christmas elves for sorting all of the Christmas cards this season. They're hiding around the corner back there. Make sure that you bring your Christmas cards. We usually do it one Sunday after Christmas. Have that back there just so you, in case you forgot someone or forgot your cards or who knows. But bring them. If you didn't bring them all this Sunday, bring them next Sunday. And also check to see if you have mail in the back. The 2024 Hillside Directory has been ready. Hopefully all of you or most of you have gotten yours. If you have not, you can take one off the back table. One per family. Please sign the sheet in the back to let us know that you have received yours. Men's Bible study resumes. It's going to resume on Thursday, January the 4th, 7 o'clock a.m. for the 8-week winter Bible study in the book of Nehemiah. Pick up your copy on the back table for $10 and get a head start. You can memorize the entire book of Nehemiah and you will be ready for the Bible study. And then our play structure, the one outside for the kids, is scheduled to arrive during the second week of January. We need people who are willing and able to dig holes, move dirt, assemble the structure, give guidance and comfort to those who are working. If you would like to help us with this endeavor, please sign up on the back table and we will be happy to have your help. So please remember that, and more details will come next week because we're running out of time. So remember that. Remember to look on the list, see whose birthday and anniversary is upcoming. And that's all the announcements that I have, except Tina has one very, 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 very important announcement.
It's not really that important, but we had extra director's letters for Camp Julian Oaks, and they're Christmas-oriented. It has to do with the living nativity in our campers, so we're going to put the extras on the back table. Thank you to Betty, who really came and helped us stuff and then took them all home to finish stuffing and stamping. She's amazing, but they'll be on the back table by the Christmas cards, and feel free to take one. There you go. Enjoy some goodies. Oh, we'll do one last song to send us off.
Jesus Christ is born. The shepherds did and trembled when the Lord of the earth rang out the angel chorus, blessed in our Savior's word. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain. Jesus Christ is born. The shepherds kept their watching, the silent flocks by night. Behold, throughout the heavens, there shone a holy light. Go down on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain. Jesus Christ is born. Down in a lowly manger, a humble Christ was born, and brought us God's salvation, that blessed Christmas morn. Oh, tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain. Jesus Christ is born.
Have a great Merry Christmas, guys.